Services, item number 10.
From the Director, Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of the required Milwaukee County Compliance Maintenance Annual Report for 2013 for Milwaukee County's wastewater collection system under Wisconsin Code NR208.
Mr. High.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. This report is an acknowledgement of the review of the Milwaukee County Compliance Maintenance Annual Report for 2013. The policy here has to do with the county being required under a stipulated agreement with the DNR and the State Attorney General's Office to file a Compliance Maintenance Annual Report, that's CMAR. And we are asking that the attached resolution be reviewed and adopted in order to satisfy the above noted requirement. A little bit of background. There was a, Milwaukee County was one of 28 defendants in an enforcement action by the DNR and the State Attorney General's Office back in 2006. And the agreement requires the county to accomplish certain objectives according to an agreed time frame in order to avoid monetary penalties. And it has to do with operation and maintenance of sanitary sewers. While the county has a number of sanitary sewers, all of them drain into some municipality. But we have this network of sewers that we need to operate and maintain per the agreement. And so the goals are listed in on the bottom of page one. Comply with the conditions of the permit, minimize occurrence of preventable sanitary sewer overflows, ensure operation and maintenance is performed on county sewer collection system assets.
He did update it.
Improve or maintain sewer system reliability, reduce potential threat to human life or human health from sewer overflows, provide adequate capacity to convey peak flows, manage clear water infiltration and inflow, protect collection system health system worker health and safety, and operate a continuous capacity management operation maintenance program. For CMOM, you may have heard that. So this report talks about the various actions that Milwaukee County takes annually to meet these goals, and those are listed on the second page. I don't think I need to read through them for you. And attached to the report is our annual report that we submit to MMSD and DNR. We scored a 4.0 on that, and it's as good as it can get. So we work hard to maintain that level of compliance. There's also a spreadsheet there that has all these various activities that happen each year, dollars associated with that, various departments that are involved in allowing us to assist them in maintaining their sewer systems. So with that, I will take any questions.
So let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question is, and I appreciate that budget spreadsheet. How is all of that work accomplished? Is this done in-house, or is this done all time and material, or is it bid out?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we have a capital project in the WV section of the capital budget, and so much of the any repairs or televising, those are bid with contracting outside contractors. A lot of this other type of thing here, prepare plans and specs for rehab, record drawing searches, update and maintain inspection database, etc. Those are I guess soft costs or administrative activities. We do those in.
Have we, I mean, given that it's somewhat predictable that we have to continue to do all of these inspections, have we considered that we should have that capacity in-house and that we should hire another plumber if necessary? And you know, it's ongoing work, essentially. We have to but yet we would then have the flexibility when needed to use that plumber elsewhere, but during any downtime, they could be inspecting, doing this inspection work.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the manhole and field investigations and inspections, we have engineering technicians that do that. From our perspective, the value added of having a plumber do that or a licensed trade of some kind, there are things they need to be working on and repairing or fixing. This kind of thing is more of a planning. As you say, it's done annually, but it's more of a planning and design to stay on top of this. If there are actions or things that occur that need to be fixed right away, a lot of that does get perhaps done by county plumbers or time and material contractors that we hire. The sanitary pipe, those closed circuit TV inspections and investigations, there are some municipalities, I think the city of Milwaukee probably has their own facilities and trucks for doing that kind of thing, but our system is a big investment and it's not as extensive as those, so it's more cost effective to do a portion of it each year, cost effective to have somebody that does that all the time doing that kind of inspection and investigation. And the cleaning and televising of sewers, that's also specialized equipment. I think at one time the county may have had equipment and people that do that. It's certainly something that could be looked at. I think at one time that they did a compare in-house versus contracting out, probably because of the size or the lack of size that the county owns. It's cost effective to farm that out or to contract those activities out.
Okay. It just seemed like a rather expensive kind of commercial rate, and that it might, it's just my belief, I guess, that we'd be better served by having more capacity in house for some of this. I've had issues where we just didn't have enough staff to do what I think are relatively routine or ongoing issues, and so it seems to me time and materials is a poor way to deal with some of those things, because our staff then has to familiarize these other contractors with systems that they would otherwise be more familiar with if they were always working on them. And related to that, if you could give me a look into an issue of the pumping station Lincoln Park on the Milwaukee River Parkway. I'm not sure if that's Park's responsibility or if that falls to you, but that's a scenario where we basically had the river back flowing into the parkway and then dumping into the sewer system, putting a lot of pressure on all those houses around there. So I'd like to know if it's been resolved yet. But that was a situation where we should have had a plumber who understood the pump system. I literally had a resident come in with plans for this thing because it was such a long, ongoing problem, and explain it to the time and materials contractor, what was wrong, and how the valves and the system worked here.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I guess an added note of information. Our area is responsible for architecture, engineering, and environmental services works with the various departments who actually operate and maintain these. I guess we're the overseer of to make sure these things continue to be operated and maintained and we stay in compliance. But we do work with all of those departments to do that. I don't know their staffing levels and they have their separate budgets, so certainly something that could be looked into.
That's why I'd appreciate that. I mean, as a maintenance item, I believe it was Parks, but as a capital project and repair, I believe there would be some connection to you. So if you could look into that, I'd appreciate it. It is related to the item.
It's about Jersey.
Thank you. This is strictly sanitary sewer systems, correct? This is not stormwater.
Mr. Chair, this particular report deals with the sanitary sewer system.
Okay, and I actually appreciated your comments. I understand, that this is something largely the municipalities attend to, except for those areas where, we have, I think, park restrooms, et cetera, flowing into their sanitary sewer. So I get the answer about, the contracting out. I think my concern is a little bit more, and we're going to get to this in budget, is this whole issue around capital projects. Do you remember what we spent on capital projects for sanitary sewer systems in last year's budget? Do you have that off the top of your head? Approximately.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, for this particular activity, I think we have $150,000 budgeted annually for these activities.
For capital projects, correct?
That is a capital project.
Right. When you do that work, I mean, I can pull out a couple of them here, I guess. We've got the Park South Sanitary Sewer Rehab, which you list at $311,000. That was an 08 project. Just taking that project, for example, what would you say the life expectancy of that project is over time, once it's been attended to? I mean, when would be the next time we might even look at having to redo that? 10 years, 20 years? I mean, just generally. I'm not asking for a specific.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, a sanitary sewer system, if you're replacing the complete line and in addition to the manholes on either side of the line, that line should last 30 to 50 years if it's maintained and kept up.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I won't take a lot more of the committee's time, but that's an important issue because 30 to 50 years life expectancy, and we're hearing more and more of the county executive wanting to do cash financing of capital projects, and yet, here's a project that's got a 30 to 50 year life expectancy, and which I think is a fair argument for government to say we're going to pay for that over time. With our bonding, especially when we can borrow at the rates we borrow. So we're going to see this issue come up again at budget with regard to whether we can do these capital projects over long distance of time with regard to capital or if we're going to cash finance things. And I think this is a very good example for us to argue that we are doing good governance when we take a 30 to 50-year life expectancy and pay for it over time. I know it's a small example, but I think it's a fair example. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments or questions? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Move approval or acceptance of the resolution. Approval, whatever.
We have a motion to...
Mr. Chair.
Actually, what is we trying to do here?
There's a resolution.
We have to accept their plan.
The report asks that the county board pass the resolution to fulfill this requirement that you've reviewed and approved what we've done.
So we have a motion to approve your
resolution.
Resolution. Everybody understand this one? Mm-hmm. Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 10.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Okay, item number 11, please.